Today's scripture is from the book of Genesis, and it recounts the ancient Israelites' recollection of the beginning of the world. It's a beautiful story, poetic in nature, and I'd like to focus on that poetry, how it hangs together and just describes a world which is at peace with itself, with its creator, with the creation that lives in harmony of spirit and harmony of existence. Oh, hear now the word of the Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 to 25. And God said, "Let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." And so God created the creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the wild animals according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and all creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. But the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. And so the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and the beasts of the field. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. And so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. And then the Lord God made a woman from the rib that he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. And for this reason, a man will leave his father and a mother be united. And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame.